The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Looks like Perth's wild winter had one more trick up its sleeve for Perth commuters this morning. Joining me now from Main Roads is Bernie D. Good morning, Bernie.
Morning, Ben. How are we this morning?
Oh, doing very well, thanks. Better than a lot of drivers heading to work this morning. What's going on out there?
Yeah, look, with the overnight rains, as you can imagine, there's always going to be something, particularly excess water in certain parts of the metropolitan area. Now, this morning, Tonkin Highway took a little bit of a beating just around Guildford Road on the southbound run, and just some little bit of localised flooding. So what the traffic management team did do, they just blocked off that left lane just to proceed with some works, which is what they have to do. It just took a little bit of time, and of course, unfortunately, congestion was just quite heavy all the way back to around Marshall Road. It has since been cleared. That flooding has been subsided. Traffic is still a little blur, a little slow, still back to around Morley Drive, but it's abated quite nicely at the moment. So there is some good news before the morning peak is out.
Oh, well, that's positive. So do people need to plan around this, or if they normally head that way to work, they should just proceed and they'll get there in the end?
Oh, look, we always ask that, particularly with wet weather, just always allow for extra travel time before you leave home. You know, you might want to check BOM, you might even want to go on the Main Roads Facebook group page, have a look to see what's going on, or the Twitter page, or any social media from Main Roads as a source of truth of what's going on. It could be in your area, or it could be just a route that you're taking to work or to wherever you're going. So it's always good to plan ahead, allow that extra travel time. It's always a good idea, because you never know what happens overnight. You're waking up, you're going on your morning usual routine, and you don't really think about those things, and you really don't want to get stuck in something that's just quite ad hoc and you know, unforeseen.
Yeah, well, looking at the weather on the weekend that was so lovely, I think we were lulled into a false sense of security.
Right? Absolutely. Even last night there was a bit of rain, but it wasn't too bad. You had pockets of like heavy rain but and a bit of a deluge. But look, I'm no weather person, but what I do know is just make sure that you allow extra travel time at any time when it's a bit wet.
Well, I won't ask you about the weather, but how tough has it been for Main Roads over this winter? It seems like there have been so many storms that have happened in peak hour this year.
Yeah, there has been a bit, isn't it? Well, we've all felt it. It's not the usual sort of November, late October weather that we're experiencing. So, yeah, look, like I said, a lot of localised flooding here and there, a lot of trees down, all that kind of stuff. We, you know, worked through it quite well. Just our traffic management team and our cleanup crews get out there ASAP. We have a lot of customers that call through on 138 138 to let us know what's going on around them as well and on their road network and their drive to work or school. So that gives us a heads up to really sort of get our crews out there to remove any trees, et cetera, or to actually ask for other assistance, maybe from DFS or police to help us with that as well. So whilst it's been busy, we've got a lot of good help out there that gets it all running as smoothly as soon as we can.
Yeah, fantastic. And Bernie, just remind us again, what social spaces do people need to go to for the latest updates?
Yeah, look, go to our Main Roads Twitter page. So that gives us a lot of information and timely. And also our Facebook group page, Perth Traffic. Again, a lot of information there and a lot of visuals as well, so you can see sort of what's going on. If we can see it on our cameras and we can actually approve that through, you'll see it on our cameras as well. So that's the good stuff.
Fantastic. Bernie D from Main Roads, thanks for giving us the update on West Live today.
Thanks, Ben.